evening, everyone. Welcome to the Frank DeSalvage Coffee House. We're a nonprofit community arts organization. We have been in Berkeley since 1968, and hey, let's hear it for 1968. Yeah. I highly recommend the November calendar because there's all kinds of great events coming up. If you'd like to get the calendar on a regular basis, you can sign the clipboards at the end of the food counter or out here at the box office. And if you would prefer to get an email instead of the dead tree version, just put your first and last name and an email address in a manner in which we can read it. And you'll get an email about upcoming shows before the ink on this is even dry. We have some great shows coming up, including Saturday, November 24th, Lori Lewis and Her Right Hands. That's going to be a great show. Yep. We also have Peter Rowan here on Thursday, December 6th, with the All-Star lineup. There's some band named Happy Thanksgiving. Anybody know anything about that? Oh, they're turkeys, okay. Well, maybe they'll take wing after they play here. Ah. So, if there are any emergencies like bad jokes, we do have emergency doors in this room at my far left at the end of the food counter, at my far right at the end of the street level walk around. Of course, we have the double doors in the back, and that'll get you where you need to be, including the very large mercantile area out there where you can find all kinds of great, not just banjo music, but all kinds of mandolin music and great players here tonight. And what a show it's going to be. Let's welcome to the Frank stage. It is the first annual California Banjo Extravaganza with Bill Keith, Alan Mundy, and Bill Evans. So. Thank you.
first set separately. We'll come back and end the first set together, and then the second set, kind of the same deal. And the songs in the second set will be different. And how do you know that? By the titles. It is banjo music after all. And we really thank you for your patience. You must all be very interesting people. We had a workshop today with lots of banjo players and mandolin players. If you were at the workshop, raise your hand. Well, thanks for coming back. Isn't that impressive? You didn't know that many people in Berkeley played banjo and could afford to come to a show like this. Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. I'm up first, obviously, and I'd like to play three cuts from a new record that I have out called In Good Company. And, you know, I'm my own publicist, I have to brag on it. I want to tell you that it's been number one on the California Roots Music Charts for 6 months. Well, you check it out by listening to these tunes. And it's also, in the last 2 weeks, it's been number one on the National Bluegrass Charts. First, it's the first for me. The pennies are rolling in. And this is a song that I wrote with my daughter, and she's here in the house tonight. She's off from college, and it's called The Distance Between Two Points.
done. Yeah.
Thank you. This is a great band, and they had to really learn a lot of banjo material really quickly, which is more amazing. Let me introduce you to all of them right now. He plays with the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience and Laurie Lewis, an astounding fiddler. It's Chad Mann. On the bass, she just has moved to the Bay Area, and you've seen her with Peter Rowan and Tony Rice and Uncle Earl, and she's a great mandolin player as well. We're so lucky to have her. This is Sharon Gilchrist on the bass. On guitar from Albany, California, he plays with John Reichman and the Jaybirds and the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience and with Mel Robinson and Keith Little. This is Jim Nolte. And from the Vancouver, British Columbia area, you know him from his work with the Tony Rice Unit, the Good Old Persons, and of course, John Reichman and the Jaybirds. He's incomparable. He's John Reichman. Here's a song on the CD that the infamous String Dusters performed with me, and I dug the song up from a collection of a tribute album to the English singer-songwriter John Martin. And one of the things that you can do in bluegrass is you can take a slow song, well, they're all sad, but you can take a slow song and speed it up, and suddenly it becomes a fast bluegrass song. And, the genre is right with this. And so this is one of these that we hope you enjoy. It's called Walk to the Water.
By her eyes, you can tell by her.
On the record, I don't sing that. Travis Book, the bass player from the String Dusters, sings it. There's two banjos. Well, want to bring out another one of the California Banjo Extravaga participants. He's originally from Oklahoma, and I first became aware of him with the group Country Gazette. But he had played with Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys before that, and spent a little bit of time with the Flying Burrito Brothers. But the Country Gazette was the band he was with for a long time, and folks like Byron Berline and Joe Carr and Roland White went through that band. And for people like Jim and I, who are quite a bit younger than this featured performer we're about to introduce, quite a bit younger, that was very influential music for us. I used to sit and I would get out my old 78 RPM record player and put this man's records on, and I would slow it down with my thumb to capture every single note. And, you know,
Bill, you may not be making friends here.
He's got to play this song with me. At any rate, one of my heroes, and I've been influenced by this gentleman as much as anybody, and it's a thrill to have him here. This is Alan Mundy. Make him welcome. Earl Scruggs' Ground Speed and another Osborne Brothers song called Big Ben. And we combined it and we named it after Sonny Osborne, another one of my mentors. And when you're around Sonny, you call him the Chief. And so this is a tune called Big Chief Sonny.
Thank you.
friends.
Thank you very much. It's very much my pleasure to be here and to be a part of this event. And I thank Bill Evans for putting up with me. And we're going to do a tune that is my favorite, one of my favorite bluegrass tunes. We're going to get Jim to sing it for us. Here's one, and Sharon's going to sing with him. There's one called Dark Hollow. Anyway, and I went to Nashville Tennessee and worked with the gentleman, or I shouldn't say that, worked with the character, bluegrass character, Jimmy Martin. And while I was there, I bought a record of a group that was under the title of the Nashville String Band, and it was Chet Atkins with Homer and Jethro, and they didn't do, you know, sort of like hot picking things, although they might have one or two on there, but they were just really beautifully arranged, pretty melodies, basically is what it was, and it struck me as just that, and so I wrote this tune, sort of my attempt at trying to get into that particular style, and it's one called Peaches and Cream.
Thank you.
say is the truth in advertising capital of West Texas. And while at the school, I taught in what is the commercial music program, and they counted bluegrass as part of it, which I was ever grateful for that. And we had a visitor at the school, he came several times, his name was Red Stewart. And Red Stewart was the composer of the Tennessee Waltz, and he also wrote You Belong to Me and Slowpoke and several other big hits from the 40s. And he took a liking to the school and came several times. But he said that his inspiration for writing the Tennessee Waltz was Bill Monroe's recording of the Kentucky Waltz. So we're going to give that a shot here. And everybody's going to play, and Jim's going to sing a little bit of it. You'll do a great job, I'm sure. So here we go with the Kentucky Waltz. Thank you. very, very special guest. Dapple is a coloring. It's sort of a black and gray mix. And Patty is the name of my wife's miniature dachshund. I wrote this tune and call it Dapple Patty. And if there are any banjo pickers in the audience, this is going to be in the key of B flat, and you do it without a capo. Little acknowledgments there. And, you know, playing in B flat is real easy. You just play in B and then flatten everything.
That's what I've been missing.
Right. It's, and so doing this on the banjo, because the banjo is tuned in G. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but it's a lot of the tunes are in the key of G. And I play with a group in Austin from time to time, and they do a song called 40 Years. And we were playing, and the guitar player turned to me and said, 40 years in G. God, it's my career.
Thank you.
extreme honor for me to be a part of this show, to be with these fine musicians here, but also Bill Evans, who's I've known, I came from back in the 70s when he was back in Virginia, and in a group called Cloud Valley, which spawned several great bluegrass pickers. Bill and Steve Smith and Missy Raines all come from that group. And also the next gentleman that's going to come out, it's a great honor to be on the stage with him. And I've admired him for many, many years and known him for many years. But even before I knew him, I was a youth, and I won't say the state name, but back in the state that I used to and would listen closely and hear Bill Monroe's recording of Devil's Dream and Salt Creek and Sailor's Hornpipe and several others. And Shenandoah Valley Breakdown was another one. And became a big fan of his, and when I finally got to meet him, it was a real thrill. So I'd like for you to give a nice, warm welcome to Bill Keith.
Something like this. Thank you. I first got acquainted with the tuners when listening to Earl Scruggs, and I might play a couple of tunes of his later. A little personal tribute. And I like the idea of changing the tuning so much that I started a little business in making these things. That's my day job. Started out just playing rhythm on a tenor banjo. Then I started by playing rhythm on a five-string banjo. Finally, I learned a few of the tunes and got to where I recorded a few with Bill Monroe in that style. And these are a few that I didn't record with him. So let's see. We're going to play three tunes and have a special test after the show. And whoever gets all three may win a prize.
Thank you.
like to do a song now that was made known by a real popular English bluegrass band. In fact, there's a guy in it named Keith. Maybe that's why I love that. They didn't know they were a bluegrass band at the time, actually, but they sure were. So we'd like to do this called No Expectations. One. listened to bluegrass and since I've admired the big band sounds and actually had the honor of meeting the gentleman who co-wrote this tune, Mr. Duke Ellington, the Duke. Met him, had a conversation about how the steel guitar works. Not a surprise. Anyway, it was great. Anyway, saw him live, play a few times, and this is one of the tunes that he played. It struck me a beautiful tune called Caravan. Thank you. John, and Chad, you know, they're exceptional at it. It's wonderful to play with them. It just boosts my whole morale.
Well, you had a good time so far.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break after we play one more banjo number. They're all banjo numbers. That's what I like about this concert. And of course, the cafe will be open, and even more importantly, the merchandise table will be open, and Aunt Jefferson will be out there selling, and we'll get out there as quickly as we can. And we've got Jim Nunley DVDs, John Reichman CDs, Alan Mundy books, Chad Manning has a brand new CD out, and Bill Keith brought the special tuners he's developed for the 6th and 7th strings of the band. So if you're interested, I know you've been waiting for that, and he's got a whole truck full. And he's having a hard time selling them. So here's one. We believe that Jim and Jesse first did this one, and it just works well for double banjos. It's called the Dixie Hoedown.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying it so far? We have one small request, if you will help us out at the end of the evening, after this nice long set here, when the lights go up, if you would take any
detritus
or garbage or recyclables to the receptacles in the back of the hall or in the lobby. We would really appreciate that, and especially our volunteers who will come down every aisle and pick up what you leave behind. But, you know, the pretzel cups and the wine cups are all made of corn, so just drop those in the compost. So, yeah, let's hear it for compost. So let's welcome back to the Freight Stage the first annual California Banjo Extravaganza.
Thanks so much, everybody. We'll hit the ground running here for Jan.
Do it, too.
And about 11 years ago, I recorded an album that Jim Nunley produced, and John Reichman played on it, called Bill Evans Plays Banjo, and we're going to play a couple of tunes from that for you right now. So these are oldies but goodies, but you probably never heard them before, I bet. That's the way it works in the banjo world. Years of his life in Lynchburg, Virginia, about an hour away from where I lived in the Charlottesville area. And and used to go down to his house, and just an amazing player. And he developed a lot of techniques long before all the modern banjo players did. He was doing all those things back in the 1950s and 60s. So at any rate, wrote a tune kind of thinking about Don Reno a little bit. It might not sound that way, but it is in my mind. And couldn't think of a title. And I was in Japan, and we played a show in the city of Kobe, and it was right in the middle of winter. And being an island nation, as you know, they're very conservative of the energy. It's very admirable. And you know, when they leave the house at night, they just turn the heat off completely. You know, even if it's below freezing outside. And you come in, and you could come into a house that really is maybe about 30 degrees, literally, because the pipes are all protected. And that was the case with us. We got there about midnight. And our host directed us to a table that was lying on the ground and said, well, you'll get warm, we'll make some tea, and just sit under that table. And we sat under the table, and suddenly it started to get very warm. And, you know, I bet a lot of you Berkeleyites are familiar with Volvos, with the heated seats. Well, we had one, it never worked. But you know, it was that feeling, except no one told us it was happening. And so that could cause alarm. And our host said, well, you know, the carpet is heated, literally. And so you don't have to heat the house. And they brought tea, and we bundled up. And I was so warm, I grabbed the banjo in what would have otherwise been about a 30-degree house, and I finished this tune. And I wanted to name it after this device that we were sitting on that was so economical with energy. I thought it'd be a really interesting name. And they say it's called the Hata Carpeto. So I can't call the tune the Hata Carpeto. It'd be too hard to say. So this is the Kobe Blues.
far as B flat, but we're going to go a little farther. But I'm going to use the capo. I'm not nearly as brave. And usually when you're up in the key of B, that means you're going to play bluegrass. And that's what I think of this as bluegrass. I hope you like it too. It's called Dakota. And you know where the Kensington Circus Pub is, don't you? It's right at the Calusa Circle, right between Berkeley and El Cerrito. And we all live in that area, and we have a great time playing traditional bluegrass. And we'll be there again on Thursday, December 6th. And if you want to keep track of all those gigs, we try to be there once a month. And you can sign up for my email newsletter, and you'll receive an email and from me about every month with all the news for the latest shows. But we have a lot of fun. Well, time for me to do one more song and make way for Alan and Bill. And I want to end with, a Beatles medley for you. And It is a banjo, so you might not recognize what it is that we're playing at first. And I understand that. It's okay. If that's the case, you could hum along. And if you get it, but your friend that you came with can't figure it out, doesn't know whether it's Revolution Number 9 or Side 2 of Abbey Road. You could just tell them what it is, and we'd love to hear you singing back a little bit on this. I'll give you a clue here. We'll start with the tune from the movie that was in color. Okay. A lot of people, I'm left-handed. And a lot of people ask me why I don't play the banjo left-handed, and it's because I wanted to be John, not Paul. And it's true. Although I've come to appreciate Paul down through the years.
Thank you.
having Bill Keith here just to be around and hear you play and whatnot is he really helped the rest of us sort of find our way through playing these fiddle tunes. And Bill's certainly going to play some for you later on, but I'm going to play one that I recorded several years ago. I won't say how many exactly because I can't remember. But after I left Nashville, I moved to Los Angeles and in the early 70s and worked with a group there called Country Gazette. They featured a fiddle player, Byron Berline. Thank you. And Byron and I had gone together to the university of this state that I mentioned that I had to play the tune again. So this is a tune that Byron wrote and we recorded in the Country Gazette album. And somebody brought the album here tonight and I signed it. Yeah, the album is called Don't Give Up Your Day Job, which is, I didn't take my own advice. This one's called the Huckleberry Hornpipe.
Thank you.
shows off this style of playing, this sort of called chord melody, where you play the melody and the harmony all at the same time. And Bill Keith certainly helped us learn to do that on the banjo. He's such a huge figure in the music. But I'm going to play a couple of gospel tunes for you, one of them a medley. The first one is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and I'm going to play that unaccompanied because I know my part.
You used to teach?
Then the second one is Softly and Tenderly, and the band will join me on that one because they know their part on that
one.
in the first set. And when I was 14 is when I sort of started trying to play, and I first tried to play the guitar. And certainly Chet Atkins, for guitar players, is a big, huge influence. And but I never quite got very far on the guitar. But I've always liked his music, so I learned a tune that he recorded. He did not write it, somebody else did, but he played it and made me like it. So this is a sort of a South American Latin tinged tune, and it's called Sabrosa. Turned a lot of people's heads and settled off in sort of a new direction is this next gentleman that's coming out, and I'm real proud to know him and to get to play music with him on the stage here. Would you please make welcome Bill Keith. Thank you.
Thank you.
since I said, well, when are you going to sing a song? And I assure you, people that know me well, they never ask because they know what might be in store. But we had a special request tonight, so I'm going to do this anyway. Make a fool of myself in public. I mean, I guess what he has to do with it. This is a tune that I learned the words to. He's from Michelle Silverstein, the multimedia artist. And it's one of the, one of the songs that I pretend to sing. Or simulate singing, I guess you'd say. Dimmer, is talking in a singing-song style. So it's called "You Came a Long Way from St. Louis." depressed, the population here are my own. But baby, I got news for you, I'm from Missouri too, so naturally, I got my doubts. I'm dropping by the wayside, a feeling I will never know. You came along me from St. Louis, but baby, still got a long way to go.
Thank you.
so much. Bill has brought so many tunes that to the repertoire that banjo players love to play, and he's chosen one that all you banjo players know. Here's Salt Creek.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to think. It could have been 49 years since I recorded this with Bill Monroe. Where did it go?
Thank you.